Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Meir Turin. Maseches Yoma has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz, Le'ilei Nishmas, Mar Ishana Labas, Reb Shraga Fleischman, and Reb Shimon ben Reb David.
The Gemara Maseches Yoma on Daf Vayin Aleph teaches us, the Pasuk says, Uba Aaron El Eil Moed, Aaron comes into the Eil Moed, and the Gemara teaches us he's coming to take out the Kaf and the Machta. Aaron has performed the Ketores and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the way this psukim seemed to read, immediately afterwards, he brings out the Kaf and Machta. However, the Gemara teaches us that the entire parasha was Nemar al-Seder, except for this pasuk. Be'emes, Aaron did not remove the Kaf and Machta after he finished Avodah and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rather, he would leave the Kaf and Machta inside. Afterwards, he would switch into the Bigdei Zav and do the Avodah of the Elev El Ha'am. And only afterwards would he get back into his Bigdei Lavan to re-enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim and remove the Kaf and Machta. Rav Chista explains, why did Aaron do it that way? After all, wouldn't it make more sense that while he's still in the Bigdei Lavan, coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he might as well just bring out the Kaf and Machta? Rav Chista says, because Gemiri, we know that there's Halacha Mishmi Sinai, that Chamish Tfilos Asar Kedushin, Tovel Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Beva Yoyim. We know that the Kohen Gadol must have five Tfilos and Asar Kedushin, and therefore, if the Kohen Gadol would remove the Kaf and Machta right away, it will be missing from the Asarat Chamashus and Asarat Kedushin. Therefore, what he does is, he does first Avayit of the Big Dilavan, the Ketairis and the Kodesh HaKadosh and the Parasar Apnimim. He then goes out, switches back to Big Dizav, where he performs Elev Elaam. Then only afterwards does he go back in and do the Avayit and Big Dilavan of bringing out the Kaf and the Machta. But the Emes, Ibazai, the Seder of the Psukim is Shtikl Shver. Why did the Torah Dafka write it not in its proper order? Why did the Torah write that he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, does the Avayit and the Bigdei Lavan, the Ketairis, and the Parasar of Apnimin? Then the Torah wrote it in a misleading way. The Torah says, then he brings out the Kaf and Machta, and afterwards he does the Avayit and the Bigdei Zav Elev Elam. If in essence, really, the Seder Dvarim is that in between he switched to Bigdei Zav, why did the Torah not write it in its proper way? And this we find two different approaches. The Ramban in Parshas Achrei Mos asked this question, and the Ramban explains that that's the Derech HaTorah. The Torah would rather first tell us to mashlim, complete all the avodas that the Kohen Gadol performed with the Bigdei Lavan, namely the Ketores and the Kodesh Kadashin, the Parasar Pnimim, and the removal of Elev Elam. And afterwards the Torah continues and tells us about the avodah and the Bigdei Zav. The Torah, even though in the sequence of what happened on Yom Kippur itself, granted, the Bigdei Lavan, the two Maisim with the Bigdei Lavan were broken in between with the Avodah and Bigdei Zav, the Torah would rather first complete telling us all the different Pratim that happened with the Bigdei Lavan, and only afterwards switch to explaining to us about the Bigdei Zav. However, the Vilna Gaon brought down the Sefer Chachmas Adam, offers another approach to explain this question. Why did the Torah write it in this way, if after all, in the proper sequence, we know that the Bigdei Lavan is broken in two? Zakta Gra, Alpia Medish. It says in the Medish that though we know every Kohen Gadol was only allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim once a year on Yom Kippur, however, the Medish teaches us that by Aaron, Bezeis Yavi Aaron, Aaron had a special halacha that as long as he would perform the karbonis that were brought on Yom Kippur, Aaron had a right to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim any day of the year that he wanted. Zakta Vilna Gaon, Memela, since the Pasuk speaking to Aaron, it says, Dabar El Aaron. With this Aaron could come the par with Sayer. So in Mela, when it's negated to Aaron, the whole year, Avada the Iker Din is, as long as he brings the Karbanis of Yom Kippur, he's allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. This special halacha that we need, Aser Tfilis, and Chamesh Tfilis, the Asar Kedushin, is a specific halacha on Yom Kippur. It has nothing to do with the Karbanis being brought on Yom Kippur, it's a separate halacha on Yom Kippur. Therefore, the Torah, which is speaking to Aaron and telling Aaron, you should know, Aaron, you yourself have a right to go ahead and enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, provided as long as you bring the Kabbanis of Yom Kippur, the Mela for Aaron, Taka the Seder HaTzvarim would be, he would go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, bring the Ketores and the Parasar Pnimim, and then he would be able to remove right away the Kaf and Machta while he's still in the Bigdei Lavan. Because on a regular day, there's no din of Chamesh Tfilos V'Asar HaKadoshim. Now let's we analyze this Ikar Halacha of Rav Chista. The Rav Chista teaches us a Yisoid Gadol that on Yom Kippur there was a din as Lachem Yishmi Sinai of Chamish Tfilos V'Asar Kedushin. The Emes, the Mishnah Maseches Yuma and Daf Lamed teaches us, Ein Adam Nichnas La'Azar La'Avayda Ad Sheyitvul. A person can never enter the Azar for Du La'Avayda until he first goes to the Mikvah. The Mishnah ends off, Chamesh Tfilais Vasar Kiddushin. On Yom Kippur there were 5 Tulis and 10 Kiddush Yadayim Raglayims. The Kulam B'Kaydash Al Beis HaParva. All of them had to be in a Makom Kaydash Al Beis HaParva, the place in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says that Shaul es ben Zayma, they asked ben Zayma a question, Tfilah Zulama, what is the pshat in the first tefillah that is performed? So ben Zayma said, after all we know that Madach, someone on Yom Kippur who switches from Makom Kodesh to Makom Kodesh, Madach on Yom Kippur when the Kohen Gadol is going from one Makom Kodesh to another Makom Kodesh, from a place which both places there's a Chiyuv Karis, if one enters B'tumah, and Afilu Hachi is a din, you need a tefillah. So Kol Shekein Zak Ben Zayma, the first tefillah, the first time that the Kohen Gadol enters the Beis HaMikdash, where he's coming from a Makom Chayil to a Makom Kodesh, from a place where there's no Chiyuv Karis to someone's Tamei, to a place where there is a Chiyuv Karis, most definitely it makes sense that there should be a Chiyuv tefillah as soon as he enters the Beis, before he enters the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda, however, offers another pshat. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the site of the first tefillah a person would do before he enters the Beis HaMikdash is Srach Tefillah Yizu. It's in order Kedesh Yiz Ketumi Yishana Sheviyadeh, which is Masha from Rabbi Yehuda, that the tefillah was a Derabbanan to Ketfillah, to serve as a reminder. To serve as a reminder, a person has to go to the mikvah before he enters the Beis HaMikdash. He'll think to himself, I'm being tayvel. Why? Because perhaps I'm Tamei, and he'll remember if there's a tumah that he has that cannot be taken off by the tefillah. And Rabbi Yehuda's mashma, the ikar din tefillah, before one enters the Beis HaMikdash, is a din derabbanan. The Stipler says, Be'emes, we could have understood that this there Rabbi Yehuda says that the first, that a tefillah a person would have to make before he enters the Beis HaMikdash is only derabbanan, in order to serve as a reminder not to enter in case he's tamei. We could have understood that Rabbi Yehuda is only referring to the regular tefillah that someone always had to make when he enters the Beis HaMikdash the entire year. However, on Yom Kippur itself, l'chayra, after all, Rav Fista teaches us that there's a lachum Sinai, that chamesh tefillahs v'asara kiddushin. There's a din on Yom Kippur, you need 5 tefillahs, and you need 10 kiddush yadayim v'raglayims. I was a l'chayra it should be pashit, that this day you need to make that extra tefillah, and part of the count of the 5 tefillahs is the first tefillah he makes before he enters the Mikdash. I was a l'chayra, that's not midrabanan, that's a l'chayra fiyam ikra din. However, the disciple asked that the Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Gimel Avodas Yom Kippurim paskins lahedi like Rabbi Yehuda, and he says on Yom Kippur. He says on Yom Kippur the first tefillah. The Rambam writes that he does the first tefillah with Makom Chayil, and the Rambam writes as well that the holy site of the tefillah, the first tefillah Yom Kippur, is in order to remember in case he's tamei, it should serve as a reminder. So Zak the Stibler Bishlam in the first half of the Rambam, that the Rambam says that the first tefillah one would perform in Yom Kippur was allowed to be Makom Chayil. That would not be a stira to the Alchemosh Sinai that is Machayiv 5 tefillahs. That we could answer al pi what the Gvuras Ari writes on Daf Lamed, that Ein Echanami is a din Alchemosh Sinai that one has to do 5 tefillahs. However, this prat, where does the tefillah have to be performed, the din that has to be Makom Kodesh, that's a halacha Dafka, when you're switching from one bag of kahuna to another bag of kahuna. Ashenkin, a person when the person was coming from outside the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen Gadol was entering, where he's not switching from one bag of kahuna to another bag of kahuna. So over there, there's no din makom kodesh. So like the stipler, so the first half of the Rambam wouldn't be a stira to Rav Fista. But l'chayra, the end of the Rambam is a pella. How could the Rambam say that on Yom Kippur itself, the first tefillah was only in order to remind him in case he's tamei? L'chayra, there needs a chiyuv. The chayra shechiyuv tefillah, the first tefillah, it should be a chiyuv ikra din. After all, in order to be mashlim, the halacha mishmi Sinai, the chiyuv halacha mishmi Sinai, that one needs 5 tefillahs and a sar kedushin. Zak the stipler and mari the keteretz. Al pi the gemara that we learned, the gemara over here on daf ayin aleph. The gemara says that Rav Chisda says, how do I know that we have to be mafsik with the avodah, the bigdei zav, in between the 2 meisim that were done with bigdei lavan? Rav Chisda says, I know it, even though from the seder apsukim it's clear that there's no hafsik. Rav Chisda says the psukim al karchach are out of order. Why? Because I have a lacham mishmisina which tells me that I know I have to get up to the number of 5 tefillahs and 10 kedushin. The only way possible is I break up the avodah and the bigdei lavan. That's what Rav Lista says. However, Rava says a different shot. Rava says, how do I know this din? I know because it says Upasha this big day abad asher lavash. The Kohen removes the big day lavan that he wore. And Rava says, why does the Torah have to say that he wore? After all, everyone knows, obviously, you can only take off something that you put on. So after Rava over here, the Torah is telling us, obviously, there's two times that he put on Big Day Lavan, and from here is a raya that there's a break in the Big Day Lavan, that in between the first time that he goes into the Kodesh Kodesh with the Big Day Lavan, afterwards he switched to Big Day Zov, he does Elav El Am, and only afterwards does he go back to Big Day Lavan again. Zakta Steinborn, if Rava held of the Lacham Mishmi Sinai, L'chayr, why does he need a new pasuk for? Al-Karach, from the fact that Rava needs to learn that from Midrasha, Al-Karach, we see that Rava is chelik on Rav Chista. Al-Karach, Rava didn't have this halacha mishmi Sinai of chamish tefilas fasar kedushin. Zak the stipler Bazai will say that the Rambam passes like Rava, that there's talking no halacha mishmi Sinai of chamish tefilas fasar kedushin, and Rav Zai, that's Shana Rambam, where the Rambam says that the first tefillah of the five, and Chanami, is only a drabbanan. Really, Mi'ikar Adin, there's talking only a machayiv of four tefillahs. But Amos, we have to understand, this kasha is not really a kasha directly on the stipler, but Amos is a kasha stam on the etzim divrei Gemara. And the kasha is as follows. The Rambam teaches us that it's impossible to be a machlekes by Lachal Meshmi Sinai. Rambam says in a few places that by Lachal Meshmi Sinai, it doesn't pass any machlekes. But Amos, this kasha is a kasha which is asked in other places as well. So, in other words, what we're asking is, how could we be a machlekes here between Rava and Rav Chista, if after all, Chamish, Shvil, Sassar, Kiddush, and Lachal Mishim Sinai, doesn't the Rambam teach us that there cannot be a machlekes by Lachal Mishim Sinai? But Emes, this Kasha is also a Kasha in other places, when Mashal, the Gemara, and Babakam, and Yudches, on the Beis, the Gemara over there, where he says, you know that a person is obligated if his Mammon does Hezek, there's a Chiyuv of Mammon Hamazik. The Gemara says, well, then if a person's animal is kicking out rocks as it's walking, it's treiros. And there's a machlekes sumkas in the rabbanon whether the owner is mechuyev to pay nezek shalim. That's the shita of sumkas. Rabbanon say that no, he's only mechuyev chatzi nezek. Now this din of treiros is halacha l'moshe Mishnah. In fact, the Maariv Chiyas over there in Bava Kamma l'chayr al pidi said to the Rambam that doesn't pass machlekes by halacha l'moshe Mishnah. So how can we have machlekes sumkas in the rabbanon by treiros whether it's nezek shalim or chatzi nezek? After all, there is no machlekes by halacha l'moshe Mishnah. And for the Maariv Chiyas, but he gave the Siyum Bava Kamma al pi Rambam in the Mishnah in Idyas. There's a Mishnah in Idyas which talks about a shaila machlekes. What Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come do? What exactly is the parameters? What exactly is going to come to bring Shalom? How far exactly is he going to go? What exactly is Eliyahu HaNavi going to do? Now the Rambam over there writes that even though this that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come and make Shalom is Halacha Mishmi Sinai, the Rambam says that the reason why we're able to have a machaikas over there is because everyone agrees that the basic Yisai, that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come to bring Taiva, to bring Shalom. The question, machaikas just says, what's the extent? Zok the Maariv Chiyas, on this round we see a Gevaldik Yisai. We see that the Yisai of the Rambam just is that there cannot be a machaikas whether there's a Lachal Meshmi Sinai or not. But provided that everyone agrees that there is a Lachal Meshmi Sinai, and the question just is, how far does this Lachal Meshmi Sinai extend to? That does pass a machaikas. So in Mela Zok the Maariv Chiyas bin Negei, the singing Baba Kama, the Lachal Meshmi Sinai is just that Tzoriris is B'chal HaNezakin. That Tzoriris is also something that owner, besides being obligated, being achray for the damage of his animal, the Halacha Meshmi Sinai is mechadish to us that you should know he's achray for the stone that his animal kicks as well. Now, it could be a machlekes simchas in the Rabbanan. To what extent? How do we view the stone? Do we give it the same chumrah as if the animal itself, as if the animal itself is being mazik to the extent that is a chiyuv nezek shalim? That's the shita of simchas. Or no, perhaps it's a less dark, it's only the kayach of the animal, it's not the physical guf. So omela, perhaps it's only chatzi nezek. But since everyone's masking to the ikal lachem mishmi Sinai, because the ikal lachem mishmi Sinai was just that tzarius of b'chal nezakin, the omela passes a machlekes in such a thing. Abu Khair over here is going to be much harder to say such a thing. Luchair Mimanashach. Luchair Rechista says the Lachal Meshmi Sinai is Chamesh Tfilas Vasar Kedushin. So Ibazai, how could Rav argue on that? It's not like over there by Tsiris where you could say that the Lachal Meshmi Sinai was just that there's a concept that Tsiris is a Chiyuv Nezikin on Tsiris. And the Mela, now we could debate, there could be Machlekes, how exactly to define the Chiyuv Nezikin, does it go back into a regular moment of Mazik or not? L'chayr over here, the halacha mishum Sinai is very clear that there's a chiyuv chamish tefilos asar kedushin. I would say back to the original question, how does it pass a machlekes by such a halacha mishum Sinai? Perhaps one can answer this al pi the Biskarov Yisayt in his country's on Yuma. Biskarov over there brings down the Yushalmi and Shabbos. Yushalmi and Shabbos says we know there is a din of chamish chatois meses. In certain cases, by a kamar chatas, the din is the mashal if the owner dies. The din is that we have to allow the animal to die. We have to kill the animal. The Yushalmi and Shabbos says if Bezin will want to be mevatel that halacha, they'd be able to mevatel it. In fact, the Biskarov it's a pella. This din of chamish chatas meses, after all, is a chamish mesinai. How in the world could the Yishalmi say that if Bezal wanted to mevatel, they can mevatel it? Zokta b'skrav amayr d'ki yisayid. There's a Gemara in Tumur on Daf Tezayin. The Gemara in Tumur on Daf Tezayin teaches us that there were many halachas that were in a shtakach b'mei evel shel Moshe. When Moshe Rabbeinu died, it descended upon Klal Yisrael, tremendous avelos, and therefore in that tekufa, in that time, many, many halachas were forgotten. Amongst the halachas that were forgotten was the Chamish Chatas Meses. Zokta b'skrav, how did we get back these halachas? The Gemara says Asniel ben Kenaz was machzir b'pipulei. Through his pilpul, through his learning up the Torah, through the yugim will be the shatayr and the jashus behen, he was able to bring back the halachas that were lost. Zokta b'skarav, the whole yisayid that there cannot be a machaikas b'alach mishum Sinai is a pshat, is when the whole din we know is only mikarach alach mishum Sinai, then there's a din that there cannot be a machaikas on alach mishum Sinai. However, Zokta b'skarav, on halacha that was forgotten, and the only way we got it back today was through the yugim will be the shatayr and the jashus behen, so then that is a status like everything else in Torah, where if someone else is chayluk, and they learn up the pasuk differently, based on the yugim will be this, there could be a machlekes. In Mela, Zokta b'skarav, that's the pshat, why yachul bezim levatel, yachul they can be mevatel. If they'll be able to darshan the pesukim in a different way, they can be mevatel it. The Biskarav himself writes over there, that according to this Yisayidu Kimiyashu Lakasha, that in many places, and Yishtel Sut, that we find in many places, you find the Machaikas by Lachum Mishmi Sinai. How does that shtim with the Rambam? We see the Biskarav doesn't go with the Yisayidu of the Maritz Chiyas, but rather he says that we could answer up Tshiris, that the Yisayid is, and all these places where there seems to be a Machaikas by Lachum Mishmi Sinai, we could say it's from the Lachas that were Nishtakach by Me'evel Shemaisha, and since they were Nishtakach by Me'evel Shemaisha, the way they were returned was Daka through Pilpul, and something which is returned through Pilpul, the din is that there could be a Machaikas in such a case. The Emes, the Gemara goes weiter on the fine Aleph, and we had before that this Machaikas or Chista and Rava. Chista and Rava with the mitzvah of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim on Yom Kippur. There's a special din according to Chista from Malachim Mishmi Sinai. They need Chamesh Tfilas V'Asar Kedushin. The Emes in the Ikar mitzvah Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, we find the Machaikas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam Shita is that L'chatzchil, there's a mitzvah to mekadesh from the Kiyar. And Be'emes, that's the Shita of the Chinuch as well. In mitzvah, Sasei, Kefav, the Chinuch writes, it's a mitzvah L'chatzchil to mekadesh from the Kiyar. However, the Ramban Alatayr, in the Parshas Kisisa, argues, and the Ramban says, he has a raya from the Gemara Yuma. He says, I have a first raya from a Gemara Yuma. Ramban says, obviously there is no mitzvah chatzil to mekadesh from a kiyar. Why? Because the Gemara in Yuma Daf Mem Gimel Bei says that on Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol will go ahead and mekadesh yada v'ragla mikitin shelzav. Why? Al tkvaydeh shel Kohen Gadol. Al tkvaydeh the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol will go ahead and mekadesh yada v'ragla from a kitin shelzav. From a kli of gold. Now, kitin shelzav was a kli sharis, but it's not the kiyar. L'chayra zok the Ramban according to the Rambam and the Chinuch. That there's a mitzvah chatzchila to mekadesh yada v'raglav from the kiyar dafka. Evazai, how come on Yom Kippur? How could we mevatel mitzvah chatzchila which is mekadesh from the kiyar? Al tkvaydeh shel kohen gadol to mekadesh from the kitin shelzav. So the emes we have to mevar. How is the Rambam and the Chinuch going to answer this kasha of the Ramban? L'chayr, it's a tremendous kasha on the Rambam and the Chinuch. The Rambam and the Chinuch hold that the mitzvah kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, the mitzvah was l'chatzchila from the kiyar. And the Ramban says, al karkach, there's never a mitzvah l'chatzchila from the kiyar. V'haray is like the Ramban, the Gemara in Yom Mevgilman Bey says, that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, we mekadesh yada v'raglayim, mekitin shelzav. According to the Rambam and the Chinuch, if there's a mitzvah l'chatzchila, always to do it from the kiyar, I was like, how does it pass from Kvaydeh Shel Kohen Gadol to mekadesh from the kitin shelzav? We can answer the Rambam, the Rambam going Shitasai, and the Mavar over here, the Machaikas, the Rambam and the Ramban, and the Rambam with the Chinuch against the Ramban. The Briskerav is Medayik and the Rambam and Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, when the Rambam teaches us that on Yom Kippur there was a din to Mekadesh Yadav V'Raglav in a Makom Kaddish, Davka to do the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim in a Makom Kaddish. The Rambam brings down a pasuk which is said specifically by Yom Kippur and Achrei Mais. V'Rachat is Besar V'Mayim V'Makom Kaddish. In fact, the Briskerav, this din that Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim needs to Makom Kaddish is not something unique to Yom Kippur. After all, we know the entire year the halacha is that Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim has to be Makom Kaddish. I was like, why was it necessary for the Rambam to bring down a special pasuk on Yom Kippur which says that the Rechitzas Yadayim V'Raglayim is Makom Kaddish? Well, we know that the whole year there's a din of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim has to be Dafka Makom Kaddish. The Briskerav says from this Rambam we see a Gevaldik insight. We see a insight that the Rambam holds that the din Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim in Yom Kippur, this that we learned today, that there's a din, Chamesh Tvilais, Vasara Kiddushin, that there were 10 Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim in Yom Kippur, the din Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim in Yom Kippur is a Bazunder Halacha, is Cholot Bat Smusai from the din Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of Kol Hashana. There's two different types of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. There's a regular Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of the whole year, and that Taka, we know from a Pasuk, it says it has to be Makom Kaddish. But on Yom Kippur, the Din Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim Yom Kippur is not the pshat that we're just doing the same Din Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim 10 times over. But rather, the Din Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of Yom Kippur, according to the Rambam, was a different type of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Rizkirah brings a raitis from the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi says that the first Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim that was done, Ein Chanami, that taka would have to be from the Kiyar. That couldn't have been done from the Kiddush Shalzav. Dr. Briskerav, what's the chilik? If there's a din, you're allowed to use Kiddush Shalzav. So why is it chilik if it's the first Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of the day, or it's the seventh? Dr. Briskerav, I'll repeat this, you say it's Maridik. Because the din that you need Kiyar, where do we know that from? We know because the Bem is two parashas in the Torah that discuss Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. There's the parasha in Kisisa, which is talking about Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of the whole year. And over there, the Torah talks about the Kiyar. And then you have an Achrei Mais, there's a pasuk also that's a reference to Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of Yom Kippur. Zakta Briskerav, in Achrei Mais, when the Torah brings that Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, the Rambam learned, over there there's no mention of Kiyar. Therefore, the Rambam learned that the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of Yom Kippur, Taka doesn't need Kiyar. Mashenkin in Kisisa, where over there the Torah is talking about the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of Kol Hashana, over there the Torah Taka mentions Kiyar. The Mele, the Rambam learned that there's a mitzvah v'tchila always to do a mina Kiyar. The mail of the Rambam Shitasa is Meyushev. What's the Ramban's Holkash on the Rambam? How could the Rambam hold that there's a mitzvah chatzil to Mekadosh Yad of Raglam in Akiyar? In fact, the Ramban, L'chayra, Yom Kippur Yechiyach. And the Gemara in Yuma and Gilman Beis says that on Yom Kippur, the Kayin Gadol would wash his hands, Mekidin Shozov. Why? Al Tkvayda Shal Kayin Gadol. In fact, the Ramban, because for the cover of the Kayin Gadol, again, Mevatel, a mitzvah chatzil to Mekadosh from the Kiyar. What will the Rambam answer? The Rambam will answer that it's not a tushta. And a chanami over there, it's talking about the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim Bazunda to Yom Kippur. Over there, Itaka, there's no din kier. Over there, Melach, Kodesh, HaKayin Gadol, you could just do Mekidin Shozov. The whole din is just a klishari. So Kiddush Shozov is maspik for that. Mashenkein, called Mashenkein, the first Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim in the whole year. And a chanami over there, there is a special mitzvah minakir. And that's the Rambam Shitasai. That's why the Rambam, when he talks about how do I know the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of Yom Kippur have to be Makom Kaddish, the Rambam has to dafka bring down a pasuk in Achrei Mais, which is talking specifically about the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of Yom Kippur. He can't bring a raya from the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of the whole year, because the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of Yom Kippur is a different than Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. What does the Ramban hold? The Ramban holds, Bam is the Taisi Yishanim, the Riskerav himself brings down, Taisi Yishanim and Yuma, learns out that how do I know the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of Yom Kippur had to be Makom Kaddish? The Taisi Yishanim Taka learns out from the whole year. What do we see from Taisi Yishanim? We see from Taisi Yishanim L'Chayr Al-Darach the Ramban, that no, the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of Yom Kippur wasn't a new type of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. It was the same thing Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of the whole year. The Mail is like the Taisi Yishanim, the same way I know the whole year has to be Makom Kaddish, so Avadim Yom Kippur also has to be Makom Kaddish. And Mela, what then the Ramban says, from the fact that in Yom Kippur, you're able to Mekadosh Mekidin Shalzal, so obviously there's no Din L'Chatzriel from Kiyar. Because the Ramban understands that the whole in Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of Yom Kippur, the same thing in Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of Kol Hashanah. The Gemara in Yuma and Daf Ayin Aleph and Aleph goes weiter. The Gemara brings down a member from Rebbe Brachia. Abrachi says the right to nasach yain al gabim mizbeach. Someone who mashab is man azed that we have no mizbeach. If someone wants to be able to be zoicha to be perform the mitzvah of nisach hayayin al gabim mizbeach, there's an eitzah for him. He should pour wine down the throats of Talmid Chachamim, Midashim Apasim, Elechim Ishim Ekra, that it's as thin as if you're bringing a carbon. Person who pours wine for a Talmid Chacham down the throat of a Talmid Chacham is as if he's pouring wine on top of the Mizbeach. The Chassam Sofer in Parshas Lech, based in this Gemara, says a beautiful pshat in the Pasuk. The Pasuk over there is talking about with Malki Tzedek, Melech Shalim, when he met up with Avram Avinu. The Pasuk says, Malki Tzedek, Melech Shalim, Haitzi Lechem V'yayin, Malki Tzedek, Melech Shalim, brought out for Avram bread and wine, V'hu Kayin L'kel Alyun. The emes in the Seder of the Pasuk, L'chayr, the Pasuk is broken up. L'chayr, the Pasuk should have said, Malki Tzedek, Melech Shalim, Malki Tzedek, who is Melech Shalim, Hu Kayin L'kel Alyun, who is this person, Malki Tzedek? He was a Kayin. What did this person do? He brought out for Avram lechem and yayin, bread and wine. Zaktich Sam Sofer al Piyot the Gemara Chagiga teaches us that the shulchan of a person is mechaper on him. If a person gives food to someone, so it's mechaper on him like the shulchan, like the mizbeach in the Beis Hamikdash. And Zaktich Sam Sofer, based on our Gemara, that if someone pours wine for a Talmid Chacham, it's as if he's pouring nesachim agave mizbeach. In Meila, we can understand the Pasuk saying like this, Umalki Tzedek Melech Shalim. Malki Tzedek, who is the king of Shalim. Haitzi Lechem V'yayin. He brought out bread and he brought out wine for Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, Milan Ugadol from Avram Avinu, the perfect Talmid Chacham. The Medrash teaches us that his kidney, so to speak, opened up and he learned the whole Torah. So in Meila, Zuck the Torah, Malki Tzedek Melech Shalim, Haitzi Lechem V'yayin. Once Malki Tzedek Melech Shalim brought out bread for Avram Avinu, the Talmid Chacham, and gave him wine, unlike the Gemara teaches us that if someone gives bread, it's like a carbon, being mak of a carbon, someone gives bread, and like our Gemara teaches us over here, someone who pours wine for the Talmid Chacham gives wine, it's like he's bringing a sacham agavim mizbeach, the mail of the fear that's the pasuk v'hu kain l'kel alyan. That itself, through that act itself, was like a kain. If someone giving wine to the Talmid Chacham is like pouring wine on his back, I was like, the person pouring, what is he? He's a kain. That's the pasuk v'hu kain l'kel alyan. Let's turn now to the Mishnah on Amud Beis. The Mishnah teaches us the following: kain gadol mishamish b'shmei nekelim. The kain gadol will be mishamish wearing 8 begadim, ba'hedyit ba'arba, and the kain hedyit will wear 4 begadim. Ksainis u'mechnesayim, he wear the ksainis, and he wear the mechnesayim u'metznefes v'avneit. Now the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin on Mem Tes Amud Beis asks really a question on our Mishnah. In our Mishnah it says that the Kohen Gadol would go ahead, and he would wear the Shemayna Kelim, the head he would wear the 4 Kelim, he would wear the ksainis, the mechnesayim, and the metznefes, and the avneit. L'chaira, the pasuk seems to be shalika seida, because after all we know minayin shalaya davar kainul mechnesayim. The Gemara learns out this halacha that the first beggar that the kain hedyit would wear would have to be dafka the mechnesayim. Shenemar mechnesay bad yiu al basari. The Torah says that a mechnesay bad must be on his flesh first. So mela l'chayra v'tana my time akdam eliksainis. Ebezai the tana when he talks about with the kain hedyit would have 4 begadim. The ksainas, the mechnesayim, the mitznefes, and the avneit. L'chayr, it's out of order. Because after all, there's a din that l'yei davar kainu l'mechnesayim. I was like, l'chayr, the first thing the Tanna should have wrote is that the kain hedyit has mechnesayim, ksainas. Then he should write the other things. And for the Gemara, mishun da'akta mikra, the Tanna is just doing what the Torah itself did. The Torah itself writes, first, the Torah writes about the other beged, and then the Torah writes, u'mechnesay bad, yiu al basari. And since the Torah itself does not write mechnesayim first, though the din taka was, he needed to first wear the mechnesayim, the Melech, the Tana is just following the lead of the Torah. Zokti Shagis Aryeh, in Simin Chav Tes, the Shagis Aryeh has a kasha. He says, kumtais, it comes out, that be'atim really, it would make sense to follow the Seder HaPsukim. And since Ba'atzin the din is that the Mechnesayim is supposed to come first, really Ba'atzin it would have made sense that Tana should have said Mechnesayim first. Since the Torah first writes the other Beged before the Mechnesayim, Memela, that's why the Tana as well writes it that way. Frakta Shagas Arya, according to that understanding, let's read Vayitin in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ksainis Bad Yilbash, Ksainis Yilbash, he asks, the Kain goes ahead and wears the Ksainis, U Michnese Bad Yilal Basari, and he wears Michnese Bad, U Be Avne Bad Yachkar, also he has to wear Avne, the belt made out of linen, U Mitznefis Bad Yitznife. So now in the Pasuk, the last thing that's put on would seem is the Mitznefis, was the hat. If the Tana is following the Seder Apsukim, so how come the Tana in our Mishnah says that the last thing that he would put on was the Avnei? The Tana of our Mishnah says that a Kain Hedyit Ba'arba, Ksainis Mitznesayim, Mitznefis Ba'avnei. If after all he's following the Seder Apsukim, Ibazai Luchaira, the final thing should be that he puts on the Mitznefis, not the Avnei. Zotah Shagas Aryeh, a tremendous Chiddush. The Rambam, in the end of Hilchos Kalayim, Perek Yud Alach Yud Beis, Lamed Beis, there's a machlokes over there, the Rambam with the Ravid. The Rambam passes like this, Kehanim Shalav Shu Big Day Kahuna, Shaloi B'Shas Avayda, Afil V'Migdash Laikin. The Kohen goes ahead and wears Big Day Kahuna, Shaloi B'Shas Avayda, even if he's in the Beis HaMigdash, he gets Malkus. Why? Ibnei Avnei Shu Kalayim, because of the Avnei that he's wearing, which the Avnei was made of Kalayim. The only time he has a hetter to wear the avnei, which is kolayim, is only v'shas avayda. V'shas avayda is a mitzvah say for him to wear the big day kahuna, the same as a mitzvah say to wear tzitzis. And mela, that's why he's allowed to wear v'shas avayda. Aber shalei v'shas avayda is up to the Rambam. He's being iver on an issa kolayim, and he would get malchus for wearing the avnei shalei v'shas avayda. The rabbit over there is masig on the Rambam, and he says, "I'm Avram Tavazet." The Rambam is making a mistake about this, because after all, the Gemara in Yuma says that afilu shalei v'shas avayda, it's mutter to wear the megadim. Abazayu b'mashma, that there is no issa kolayim. According to the Ravid understands that once there's a heter for the kohen to wear kolayim, that heter remains even shalei v'shas avayda. The kitzur we have in front of us, the Yisaitis Dik Machaikis between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam Shita is that the kohen only had a heter to wear the kolayim v'shas avayda. And according to the Ravid, the hetter to wear the big day kahuna, even the ones that had kolayim in it, extended even shalei v'shas avayda. Zakti Shagas Aryeh, according to the Shitas HaRambam, that there's an issa to wear the kolayim shalei v'shas avayda, we can understand b'dikted gadol what the reason that the Tana Dafka wrote in the order that he wrote it. The Tana writes the hediyah ba'arba, the hediyah will wear four begadim, the ksainis and the mechnasayim, the ksainis and the mechnasayim, mitznefes the hat, the avnei and the belt. Zakta Shagasai, since we paskin like the Manda Amar that the belt of the kain hediyah was kalayim, memela zakta Shagasai, that's the pshat in the Mishnah. Since we're talking about a baggit, a belt, which is kolayim, and the Rambam holds that it's also to wear a baggit of kolayim, shalei v'shas avayda, and mela, that's why the predicted gadol, the Tana writes, that the avnei was put on last. I, the pasuk that we quoted previously in Achrei Mayis, that talks about the kain gadol, when you wear the big day lavan, the big day lavan constituted the four begadim, it says over there that the avnei was not last. Zakta Shagasari, very geschmack. We know that the din is that the avnet of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur was taka, not kalayim. And Abazai, mela was not necessary for him to put it on last. Mashiachin, our mission, which is talking about the dal of the Gadol of the Kohen Hedyot, and we passing that the avnet was kalayim. And Abazai, that's the pshat why our Tana says that it was necessary for him to go ahead and put on the Avnei last. That's what the Shagas Aryeh first wants to say. But then the Shagas Aryeh says, that it's shver on the Rambam, and if anything, it's a riot to the Ravid. Why? Because let's go right in the Mishnah. Right in the Mishnah says, Maisel of Kain Gadol, the Kain Gadol had more begadim than the Kain Hedyot. What did he have more? He had Chayshin ve'efay, v'me'il v'tzitz. The Chayshin as well he had, the efay, the me'il, and the tzitz. It's mashma that the tzitz was put on last. Zakta Shagas Aryeh L'chayra, he should have to put on the Avnei last, and he should have to put on the Chayshin also, and the Eifayt had Kalayim in it. Abazai, how could the Tana go ahead and say it? The last thing that was put on was the Tzitz. L'chayra, there's a problem of, he's going to be wearing Shalei L'tzarech Kalayim, Shalei B'Shas Avayda. Zakta Shagas Aryeh, so if anything, from the rest of the Mishnah, we mashma Aryeh to the Ravid, that Al-Karcha the Stama had to wear Kalayim, even Shalei B'Shas Avayda, and Mamela, there was no concern for him to put on Kalayim first, and he had a hefsek between that and the Avayda, and only put on the tzitz last. As they zak the Shagas Ayin. So the Emes Lefizel were ending up with a Shnaka Kasha on the Rambam. L'chayra, how is the Rambam going to answer this Kasha? L'chayra, our Mishnah seems to say that Enochanami, what was put on last, was Taka the tzitz. So Bishlam, like the Sheet that's arrived, zak the Shagas Ayin, very Geshmak. The pshat is, the shiddus arrive, it is, anyways, that Kalayim was mutter to Kehanim, even Shalei B'Shas Avayda. So Mele, it's not shver. And Chanam, he didn't have to be makbid, the dafka put on the Kalayim carved to the Avayda Mamish. And according to the shiddus of Rambam, that it's a lav deraisa, the Kayin gets Malkus of wearing Kalayim, Shalei B'Shas Avayda. Everybody's like, what's the pshat in the Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that what happened last, what was put on last, was the tzitz. The Emes, the Rambam, in Hilchus, the Rambam himself, in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, there's a very interesting Rambam. The Rambam writes that Ketzat Seder Levishas Begadim. The Rambam writes, what was the Seder of Levishas Begadim? And then the Rambam speaks out exactly the Seder of the Levisha. Then the Rambam goes ahead and details, at first came one Beged, and only afterwards came the next Beged. The Rambam is mashman, there was a Seder to the Levisha. And the Rambam writes clearly, that in a chanami, the last thing that was put on was the hat. Was the avni l'mashal by the kain hadith, the Rambam writes, that the last thing that he put on was the hat. The Biskarov in his kuntris, on Yuma's medayik from the Rambam, this way, even though the mechas chinuch shita is that the Rambam held that there's no real seder in the Levisha, and the whole din was just the mechnesayim had to come first, but be'emes, the lashon of the Rambam is very shtag medayik like the Biskarov. He says, Keta Seder Levisha Begadim, and then he enumerates for us, first came one Beged, then the other Beged, until the final Beged, the Rambam writes by the Kohen Hedi, was the hat that was placed on top of him. And Rav Shach as well, is Matzmi on the Mechas Chinuch, that how can the Mechas Chinuch say that there's no Seder in the Levisha, if after all the Rambam says, first comes one Beged, then the other Beged, until the final Beged that the Kohen Hedi puts on is the hat. The Rambam l'shitasa, you can answer off in the kasha of the Shangasayim. Emes, the Zahav Mordechai really says this yisayim. According to the shitas of Rambam, that there was a mitzvah in the Seder Levisha. The way the begadim were put on, there was a special mitzvah, a Seder, how to put on the begadim. It's not shver the kasha. Ein chenami, the Rambam l'shitasa holds. Then if a kohen goes ahead and wears big day kahuna, shalei b'shas avayda, then if he gets malchus, Avada, that's talking about Stami, wears it without any din. Mashenkin over here, where there was Nemar, a special Seder Levisha, there's a special Seder, had to be Levish to Begadim, the male over there, and Echanami, though he first puts on the Avnate, and the Avnate is Kalayim, and only after later does he put on the hat, and then he goes ahead and does the Avaida, there is no problem because he's going through the Seder Halavisha. Now let's move to a new inyan. Our Mishnah discussed the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hediot, the different begadim that they would wear. The Kohen Gadol would wear 8 begadim, and the Kohen Hediot would wear 4 begadim. And there's a very interesting machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvos and Mitzvah Lamed Gimel. The Rambam over there writes that Mitzvah Lamed Gimel is that there's a mitzvah for the Kohen and the Kohen Gadol to go ahead and wear Big Day Kahuna. That is one of the Taryag Mitzvahs according to the minyan mitzvah of the Rambam. The Ramban, however, in his Hasagas on Sefer HaMitzvos, argues with the Rambam. And he says, how could the Rambam hold that putting on the Begadim, wearing the Begadim, is one of the Taryag Mitzvahs? After all, we know there's the Yisoid Gadol when it comes to a question of how do we define something. Is it included in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the 613 Mitzvahs, or not? So there's a Klal Gadol, which the Rambam himself is masking to, that anything which is only a chelek of something else, it's only a prat, a piece of something else, of a different mitzvah, halach is that it's not counted as a mitzvah b'fnei atzmei. Abezai fekter Ramban on the Rambam, how could the Rambam say that there's a separate mitzvah, mitzvah lamed gimel, a separate mitzvah of the kain gadol wearing the big day kahuna, if after all wearing the big day kahuna l'chayra is only a chelek of the chelki avayda? It's only one of the tenayim, one of the things that needs to be done when the kohen and the kohen gadol do the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. L'chayra, it should not be counted as a mitzvah b'fnei atzmei. The Leif Sameach, which is a sefer on sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam, wants to answer the Rambam like this: that there's a tremendous yisaidistik machlekes here between the Rambam and the Ramban. According to the Ramban, it comes out clearly that the Ramban understands that the mitzvah of Levishas Bigdei Kahuna is not a separate mitzvah b'fnei atzmei, because after all, the whole mitzvah just is, it's a chelik of Avaida. In order to perform Avaida, one has to be wearing Bigdei Kahuna. So after Leif Sameach, the Ramban Weistichais understood that no, there are two separate inyanim. Enoch and Ami, the Ramban agrees to the Ramban that there is the basic idea that for the Avaida to be done, one of the Tanayim in the Avaida is that the Kohen Gadol needs to be Leibish Bigdei Kahuna. And like the Gemara in Sanhedrin teaches us that in Aim Bigdeim Aleim, Aim Kunasam Aleim, when they're not wearing their Bigdei Kahuna, they are considered like a Zar, they're considered losing their status of a Kohen to a certain extent. Granted, the Rambam also agrees to that. But Movad, that halacha, the Rambam held as a special mitzvah for the Kohen and the Kohen Hedyot, to the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot, to wear the Begadim. Because after all, it says, Kavod L'Tiferes, that one should wear the Begadim with Kavod L'Tiferes for honor and for glory. And in Mela, the Rambam understood from there that there's a new mitzvah levisha to Kavod L'Tiferes. Now the Ramban is bothered by this because the Ramban says this, after all, is only done b'shas avayda. If there will be a separate mitzvah b'fnei atzmai of being leivish to Bigdei Kahuna, how come it's only applicable b'shas avayda? B'aistuches, the Rambam, however, understood that though there's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmai of wearing the begadim with kavod l'tiferes, that din is dafka b'shas avayda. B'shas, when the avayda is going to be about to be performed, then there's a separate mitzvah that the kohen fulfills by wearing the begadim with kavod l'tiferes, showing the beauty and the glory of the Bigdei Kahuna. Abazaya comes out that according to the Rambam, there's a separate mitzvah of levish l'kavod l'tiferes, and according to the Ramban, it comes out that there is no separate mitzvah of levish l'kavod l'tiferes. L'kavod l'tiferes is just a t'nai in how the levish has to be done, but not that the Torah is signaling to us a separate mitzvah b'fnei atzmei of levishas Bigdei Kahuna. Now, as far as the din levisha, the Bigdei Kahuna, is concerned, there's a fascinating Yerushalmi over here in Masechtas Yuma. The Yerushalmi explains that each one of the begadim that the Kohen would wear and the Kohen Gadol would wear was actually mechaper. Over there, the Yerushalmi says that the kesainas that they would wear was mechaper on Leishe Kalayim. The kesainas that the Kohen Hedyot, the Kohen Gadol wore, was mechaper on people who wear Kohor Kalayim. The Eitz Yosef, this Yerushalmi is also brought in the Medrash. The Eitz Yosef over there explains how come the Kesainis and the Mechaper on Kalayim. He explains because since the Kesainis has in a Kalayim, therefore it's Mechaper on people who are wearing Kalayim. Fret the Sefer Shmuel Chaim and Sefer Yuma, Ulchara, that's not true. There's no Kalayim in the Kesainis. The Kesainis, which is like the shirt, the tunic, was made out of pishdon, just made out of linen. There was no wool. So Abazai, how could the Eitz Yosef explain, and what's the pshat in Yerushalmi in the Medrash, that the Kesainis is mechaper on people who are leivish Kalayim? Dr. Shmuel Eschayim, a beautiful pshat, based on the Shita of the Ramah, brought down in Yerideya, Simin Shin, Siftalib. The Ramah says a fascinating halacha. The Yesh Aymerim Zakti Ramah, the Asilil by Shnei Batei Shukim, Echad Shal Pishnim, Echad Shal Tzemri Zu Al Gabi Zu, the Me'acher, the Yashar Lushar HaTachtayna, B'loi Hal Yoyna, Havi Kechibar V'nachin Lizar. The Ramah paskins that if someone has two shoes, a soft shoe, one is made out of wool and one is made out of linen. We know that it's asid to wear wool and linen together. Zakti Ramah, if someone is wearing two shoes, one wool and one leather, and it's impossible to get out the bottom shoe, unless you take off the top one. And the Shach points out over there in Yerideya, what then, someone who's wearing socks. It's a cold day, he wants to wear two pairs of socks, one sock on top of another, and one of the socks is linen, and one of the socks is wool. So the Shach said the same halacha would apply. Since you cannot get out the bottom sock without first taking off the top sock, the male is considered a chibur, it's male considered that they're connected to a certain level to each other, and there would be a iser of levishas kalayim. As they paskin the Ramah in Yerideya, Zog to Shmuel Eschayim, Lefizel, we could say that the Kohen Gadol Akal Panim, when he wore the Me'il was made out of Tcheles. The Me'il was dyed blue, the Tcheles, and it was made out of wool. Ibazai Zakta Shmuel Chaim, since the Me'il was wool, was tzemer, and he wore it on top of the Kesainis, on top of the tunic, which was linen, since it was impossible to get out the Kesainis without first taking off the Me'il, Me'ila, Gebait and Nisra Ramah, that would be an issue of Kalayim, and Me'ila, we understand why it says that the Kesainis was Mechaper on the Issa Kalayim. The Gemara goes right, and the Gemara teaches us Tanur Abanan Dvar Mishnar Ben Sheish. Any one of the begadim where it says the word Sheish, by them you should know Chutan Kafel Shisha. It means that the Chut was it needed to be six threads needed to be there. Now the Gemara says Chutan Kafel Shisha Minalan. Where do we know this Yisoid that wherever you use the Lashon of Sheish, it means that the thread that was used you needed six strands. Zok the Gemara, the Amar Kav Yasas Ksayne Sheish Vesam Itznef and Sheish Ves Pari Hamagboy Sheish Ves Milchusei Abad Sheish Machzar Chamisha Kroik CV. We have five sukkim, and the Gemara explains Chad Legufei the Kisna. One pasuk of Sheish teaches us you need a Legufei to tell us about the material. That what material was used Kisna linen. And one of the extra Sheish teaches us that each thread needed to be six. Each thread needed to be comprised of six. So now, the Gemara on this first Yisai, the Chal Guf in the Kisna, one of the words Sheish teaches us that the material that was used was linen. On that, the Gemara asks, Ma'ai Mashma the High Sheish Kisnu, from where do we know that Sheish is a Lashon of linen? So the Gemara Amri Yisra Chanin, Amar Krab, Ba'ad, the Torah describes it as Ba'ad, Dover, Olam, Nakaka, Ba'ad, Ba'ad, something which grows out of the ground one by one. Fekhtimar Kasha Ve'em Amra. Perhaps we should say, how do you know that Sheish is linen? Perhaps Sheish is wool. And that the Gemara says that it can't mean wool, because wool splits, it's not Ayla Bad Bad. Tysus is bothered by a question. Why does the Gemara jump right away when the Gemara says, well, who said it's linen? The Gemara jumps right away and says, well, maybe it's wool. Why did the Gemara ask that perhaps it's canvas? Zokta Rabbeinu Ephraim, Rabbeinu Ephraim's Atzal was Medayik from our Gemara, that this that we say, canvas, Masha Anukarim canvas, who pishtan? Rabbi Medakta the Rabbeinu Ephraim's Atzal, the Masha Anukarim canvas, who pishtan? V'asu litzvah v'ay big day tzemer. Rabbeinu Ephraim is Medayik from our Gemara, from the fact that our Gemara doesn't ask, well, maybe Sheish is canvas. So you see that canvas is not a different thing. It's not a different thing. The Gemara has to run to wool because canvas is not a different min. Rather, canvas goes under the category of linen. And therefore comes out, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, Alach L'maisa, one is not allowed to take a wool bag and be tofer with it, and take canvas to go and be tofer to sew it up. Now, Akidei Kach Rabbeinu Ephraim held so stark this way, it's fascinating that Taisus in Masechtas Zvachim, Yudaf Yechesim and Beis, brings down as well this Shita of Rabbeinu Ephraim, and the Shita Mekubetis over there, in Eis Chafei, brings that actually Shalach Rabbeinu Ephraim or Rabbeinu Tam, Chuvais Malei Sirish Shetolash Miziknai, Meiroiv Tsairai Al Minaga Ailam, Shetaifrin Pishtanim Tsemer. Rabbeinu Ephraim held this Raya, such a stark Raya, that we see from our Gemara, that canvas, Taka has a din of linen, that he sent Rabbeinu Tam a tshuva, a benegeya this kasha, full of hair that he had ripped out from his beard out of being in such pain on the Minhag HaOlam, that they went ahead and they sewed wool begadim with canvas. However, Taisus by us brings down, Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen Zatzal was Madcha the Raya of Rabbeinu Ephraim. And according to Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, there is no issue of using canvas together with wool, because canvas does not get the status of linen. Aye, how come the Gemara doesn't ask Ve'ema canvas? How come the Gemara jumps right away to wool? Such Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen like this, because after all it says, by Bigdei Kehuna L'Lashon of Begadim, and all Begadim Stam in the Torah, is specifically tzemer upishtim, wool and linen, and therefore the Gemara knew that it has to be one of the two. Either sheish is linen, or sheish is wool. But the Gemara knew it can't be anything else, because after all, the Torah used the lashon of begadim, and begadim means limited only to tzemer upishtim. And that's takhevi paskin halachu l'maisa. In Shulchan Aruch and Yeridea, Simen Reish Tzadiches, if Aleph, the Mechaber Paskins, that canvas is mutter to be used together with tzemer, with wool, and it's not an issue of linen and wool, an issue of shatnez. This cause, like Rabbeinu Chaim HaKayin learns, that the pshat is the Gemara, the Rabbeinu Ephraim's Raya from our Gemara is not a Raya, and there is no issue of using canvas together with wool. And there's another Nakuda over here in the Sugya. As we mentioned before, the Mishnah discusses the different begadim. So the Mishnah goes ahead and says the Kohen Gadol is Mishamish with Shmoyne Kelim the Hedi of Arba with the Kesaynes the Mechnesayim, the Mitznefes, and the Avnet. The Kohen Hediot had the Ksainis, the Mechnesayim, and the Mitznefes, and the Avnet. There's a very interesting sheet of the Riva. The Riva is brought down first on Daf Yud Beis, on Beis, and Pesach Tesiuma, the Tap Taisvis. The Riva explains that this that we find, that by the Kohen Gadol, the Torah refers to his hat as the Mitznefes, and by the Kohen Hediot, it says Mikbois. Zok the Riva, the Pshat is, because the Kohen Gadol's hat was smaller, because he needed to put both the tefillin and the tzitz. Mashenkin the Kohen Hediot had a much wider hat, because he did not have to have the tzitz over there. Taisus later on brings down the Shita of the Riva as well, on Daf Chaf Hei Amid Aleph. The Gemara over there says that the Kohen, when they would go ahead to choose to do, to start the count, the raffle, to see who would be zeich to do the Avodah. So the Gemara in Chaf Hei Amid Aleph in Yuma describes, a Kehanim Mukafim Va'ayim Din Kamim Bochliya, Kehanim would stand like in a semicircle, Amun above and Naitel Mitznefes Miriyash Shlachimian, the Mamun would take the Mitznefes off the head of one of the Kehanim, Yoidim Shemenu Pious Maslan, they would know that that was the sign that from him the pious will begin. And the Gemara refers over here dealing with Kohen Hediotis, and still the Torah refers to the hat as the Mitznefes. Zaktaisis over there on Chaf Hei Amid Aleph, Mikan Kasha L'Pirish Riva. From here is a Kasha on the Shita of the Riva. The Pirish, the Shalkain, had ye Kriya Migbais, Levishahi Rechava. He explains that the hat of the Kain Hedi was called the Migbais, because it was much wider. Vishalkain Gadol Mitznefes, and only the Kain Gadol's hat was referred to as a Mitznefes, Shikitsara, because it was much smaller. Yet over here, the Gemara clearly refers to the Kain Hediot as a Mitznefes. Well, Chara has the shtim with the Riva. And Be'emes, you could ask the same kasha here from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, a Hediot ba'arba, Ksainis Mechasai, Mitznefes va'avne. It refers to the Hediot's hat as a Mitznefes. But didn't the Riva teach us that only the Kain Gadol's hat was referred to as Mitznefes, because it was much smaller? Mashenkin, the Kain Hediot's hat, was referred to as Mikbais. The Taisus answers on Chafim and Aleph, the kasha is not shver on the Riva. The Yishlam Lashon Torah Luchud, the Lashon Chacham Luchud. The Riva just meant, as far as the Torah is concerned, when the Torah speaks about the two, that the Shini Al Lashon, the Torah refers to the Kain Gadol's hat as the Mitznefes, and the Kain Hediot's hat as the Mikbais. And the Lashon Torah Karlish Al Kain Gadol Mitznefes Bechal Dukta. Mashenkin over here, we're talking about Lashon Chachamim, the Mela, that's why in Lashon Chachamim, Menachanami, the Kain Hediot's hat as well, it could be referred to as the Mitznefes. However, in the Shita Sariva, there's a fascinating Tais Yishanim in our Sugya on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. The Tais Yishanim brings down the Shita of the Riva, and he asks, Ashtaka Kash on the Riva. Miu Kashali, Lipirushai. It's shver to me, I don't understand the Riva. Lama haya bigdei Kayin Gadol Shem Kippur Mitznefes. Why would, from the clothing of the Kayin Gadol, the war in Kippur? Over there was the Mitznefes, the Shamli haya bai, Leitzitz Vleitzfilin. After all, when the Kayin Gadol would go in with the bigdei Lavan, over there, there was no tzitz and there was no tefillin. He would go in with Dal the Gadim. And yet we find over there that the Kohen Gadol wore the Mitznefes. According to the Riva, the only reason why generally the Mitznefes is worn by the Kohen Gadol was only in order to make room for the tefillin and the tzitz. Fractitis, if that's the pshat, so how come when it came to Yom Kippur and the Kohen Gadol will be nichnas l'fnai v'lufnim, in the beginning of him, we find he wore the mitznefes? Why was he wearing the mitznefes? Over there he was not wearing the tzitz. According to the Sfar of the Rizva, he should not have worn the mitznefes. And Taisus answers, Yeshloim eshalechilku b'mitznefes. Taisus says that once that the Kohen Gadol wore the mitznefes, in a chanami, the Ikar Tam is not negating Yom Kippur. The Ikar Tam, why generally the Kohen Gadol will wear a different type of hat, a smaller hat, the mitznefes, was in order to allow there to be space for the tzitz and the tefillin. However, once that became the beged of the Kohen Gadol, once that became the hat of the Kohen Gadol, b'meila lechilku, and he continued to wear that all the time.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.